I'm calling from Medford, Oregon.
Yes, sir.
And I talked to the tower here at the airport, and they gave me your number. And this morning I had a pretty good sighting of one UFO.
Okay, I'd like to hear about it.
Okay, I would put the time at about 7:20, between 7:20 and 7:30.
Okay.
And it was south of the town of Medford, between two smaller towns of Phoenix and Talent. And this morning, there's about a 200-foot cover of fog, I would say, in the valley. And I live about 300 feet above. So I had a pretty good view of the valley in the fog, and I could see both sides of the valley, so I could estimate where this thing was. And it emerged kind of like a fish swimming in milk. I mean, it never really got out of the fog area completely, but it looked to me like a flattened football flying on its edge. Carries
did this object disappear?
Just in the haze.
Just moved out. Okay.
It didn't speed up and leave the scene or anything that I know of.
Right. About how long did you watch that?
I would say we were in contact with it for a good 5 minutes anyway.
And you feel that the object was definitely solid?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I looked at first for things like the shadow of something else that would make that shape on the surface of the top of the cloud. But it didn't have that quality of being a shadow. It actually changed in its tonality from being very light to coming out of the fog and being relatively dark.
Okay.
And there was no sunshine falling directly on the cloud anyway, so there couldn't have been a shadow.
Right. And how many witnesses on that?
Including myself, four.
Four, okay. And you got our number from Medford Tower?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I checked here to find out. I know the fellow here who has a flying service, and I thought there could have been a possibility of some guy practicing instruments, but not at that level, because that would have been really...
super dangerous.
Yeah.
Right.
So he said nothing was in the air, and the tower, of course, the radar here is about 6,000 feet. I don't think they can pick up anything down in the valley.
Okay, we'll get on this, and if we come up with any more information on it, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Yeah, I'd like to know if what I saw is a general description of what is reported as being seen.
Uh-huh.
Is it?
Yes, I would say that it is. I just from your description, I would kind of picture something oval-shaped.
Yeah.
Seeing that you would describe something like a football flattened.
Right. Slightly pointed in.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not completely a disc.
Right.
Or not an ellipse. That is strange. And proceeding rather leisurely. That's what amazed me. At first it was like a Goodyear blimp coming out of the fog, and about that fast. But it was moving much more athletically than a blimp would. A blimp would just, you know, kind of hover there and move very sluggishly.
Right.
This thing moved almost like a fish would move if it were swimming in a pool.
You say that it was definitely under intelligent control.
Well, I don't know, you know. I mean, yes, I would guess so. Some kind
uh-huh.
of control.
Right.
It's actually staying within the boundary of the fog.
Right.
It never seemed to want to get out of it.
All right, sir. We'll see what we can do about this.
Good. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye-bye.